Welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We'll talk winter games, plus we'll give away some Illini tickets and tell you about our brand new partnership with Dicker Point Bank. Carla Miller joins us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Winter games are upon us. You can get live coverage at nowdecatur.com, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. And other exciting news to announce today. Carla Miller joins us in studios. Carla says, not this time of day on the Korean food. As if, you know, we're you got to think about it. It's like 7 p.m. in Korea.
Yeah, but it's not 7 p.m. here, that's for sure. I'm more of a toast person in the morning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a yogurt guy, you know, but we're on in the morning, so it's the only time we get to do
that's
it.
That's right.
Did you have any idea that Coco Mara was out there at the Hickory Point Mall, this frozen yogurt place that has a full Korean menu?
I've walked past it, but I didn't realize until you talked about it how extensive it was.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Well, you got a chance. So I would highly encourage you, like sometime when you're like actually eating food, that you you get some takeout and go home and watch like figure skating or something.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it really is. Matt Hall just took it down to the break room because, quite frankly, I if you leave it in here, I'm going to eat all of it, and I don't need that. But it is absolutely amazing. They brought in everything. Lindsay, the loving care they had. I mean, like they brought in like these metal bowls. They're like handmade,
yes,
right?
Yes, and the younger gentleman Tay, who I had arranged everything with, he goes, "You don't have to wash them because they can't go in the dishwasher." I'm like, "No, it's okay. Literally, just bring them back dirty." Okay.
All right. Well, they couldn't have been nicer. And it is amazing to me that people come to this country, you know, barely speak the language. You know, they're going to be open 4 years. They're celebrating the anniversary tomorrow on Valentine's Day. And I guarantee you they're the hardest working people in town, probably.
And that place is packed. Yeah. Every time I've gone past, there's always people there. And I'm like, I've never ventured in. Now I'm going to.
It was great stuff.
Because you're probably wondering, why would everybody be eating frozen yogurt?
Yeah,
anyway,
right. Yeah. It's exactly what I thought.
Well, incredible. All right. Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I had fun watching the Olympics all weekend.
Did you really?
Yes.
Okay. So what all did you watch?
Well, the biathlon. I do like that because I cross-country ski.
Do you really?
Yes, I'm not
when?
I'm not great at it, but I have my own skis and my own.
Do you
yes,
really?
My own
and where do you go?
In my neighborhood when it snows before they come and plow the streets. I'll go in the streets and my neighbors, they make fun of me all the time. They act like I'm in the Olympics. "Hey, you just passed him," or "He's just around the corner."
No kidding.
Yes,
it would be a little weird to see somebody skiing down the street.
It is.
And it only snows like once a year.
Well, I know.
That's how you can't get any good at it, because you only get like, who can be good at something one time a year?
But whenever it does snow, even just a little bit, I'll go on the trails, the bike trails too.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun. And you don't have to be out very long before you get really tired. So anyway, I can appreciate the biathlon because there's no way I could shoot a gun after I'm skiing because
your heart rate. Yes.
It
looks goofy when you first watch it. Because you don't take into account
everything,
you know, and then in particularly people who are like couch potatoes, and they're the most judgmental, with like his 12 beers, like, you know, and this gal's running around with her like pink and blue unicorn gun. I mean, and I guarantee you, like, try it, pal.
I know.
And they hit that stuff hard. I mean, they're moving.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy watching that as well. I'm not as much on the figure skating. We had a figure skating coach on with us a little earlier because I do imagine that there's way more athletics and the time spent, you know, becoming that, like to make it to that level, you know. But I don't get all the drama.
Yeah, there is a lot of drama. I agree with you.
And
on
you
that.
Can't blame me for thinking that when you call your little room there the kiss and cry room.
Right.
I mean, you're injecting the drama into this. I didn't say try sequins. That wasn't my idea.
It's part of it. It's all part of it. You've either got to love it or you hate it, and you're right. The drama, the sequins, the crying, the kissing—it's
a little
part of it.
It's a little
much for you. Right?
It is.
I get it.
But yet, I had such admiration for this woman who had like the whole wardrobe malfunction.
Yes, yes.
How in the world on that stage? I mean, I can't even stand up in a pair of ice skates. I mean, how do you keep your calm while literally everything about you is
falling
off
and
falling out, and you stay in the moment and skate? How in the world is that possible?
I know. There's some amazing things, like the triple axle that the American landed. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't watch enough of the figure skating. We did. Yeah, there were some, you know, they keep doing things. I mean, what's the limit?
You know,
can you reach, you know, how far can humans advance? Because what they're doing now versus like 1980, it's like two different sports.
I know. To go back and watch them, like you go on YouTube and watch and we're like, oh my gosh, that's
so Dorothy Hamill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she literally caused an entire nation to get new hairdos.
I know, it's so true.
But if you go back and watch it, she looks like a
seventh grader. I was one of them.
Were you really?
Yes, I got the bowl cut, and I didn't know I had curly hair because I had really long hair.
Yeah.
So then I got the bowl cut, and it just ended up like
a
triangle.
Age is,
oh my gosh.
Was that?
Grade school going into junior high.
Okay.
I mean, painful.
Yes. Oh, well, I think Dorothy Hamill's the only one that could actually do it. I mean, what they didn't tell everybody is that looked like an easy hairstyle that no one else could quite manage.
No, I ended up with a triangle on my head.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We want to thank Hickory Point Bank because you can go to Nauticator.com and get all entire coverage of the Winter Games. And easy to click on right there, get medal counts up to time. And I think, you know, there's like a 12, 14-hour difference in time. You know, we don't live in that world anymore. I mean, you know, people still don't realize that the 1980, you know, like Placid hockey game was on tape delay. Everybody just assumes they're watching it live because you didn't have Twitter or anything to find out what's going on. So now I think it's more important than ever. You don't want to wait. You know, and we get up first thing in the morning, we found out, hey, we won another gold medal.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I got on there this morning like, okay, I want to find the medal count.
Yeah.
I want to see how we did.
Well, you'll be able to do that the entire Winter Games. And there's great stories and photos and all of that, the Associated Press doing nice coverage. But we wanted to announce a few things today. Our partnership with Hickory Point Bank continues to flourish. We are going to be doing a very special Chamber Business Expo deal, and I don't want to give away all the details yet, but we're partnering up again.
Yes.
And the good news is you're going to be a winner, because if you come by and see us, you're going to have a chance to do some pretty cool stuff. And Jeff Daly, they're going to be our new partner with the Echo.
Nice.
Hmm?
Yes.
We have seen a 10% growth in just 1 month. And I think a lot of that is because so many people got Echoes for Christmas. It was one of the most popular Christmas items. Lindsay and I have three. We have the Echo Show in the living room. And then we have the regular Echo in the kitchen. And then we have a Dot in the bedroom. And they're all sort of...
we need to separate the Show and the Echo a little bit, because sometimes I'll ask...
They'll talk to each other.
They talk to each other.
Behind your back.
Probably.
Oh, no, well, I know they do it behind your back, but sometimes they do it right in front of you. Like,
oh,
they
nice.
Forget you're there. Anyway, so starting soon, well, you can just search, just tell you know who that just tune to WSOY, and you'll get it right there like that. And it'll be presented by exclusively Hickory Point Bank. So we're very excited. And then we're going to be giving away some Echoes at the Business Expo. How fun. That's great,
know,
isn't
it? It is really cool. And the bank, Hickory Point Bank, loves the partnership with Neuhoff. It's been so great for us in the last several years. And I think we just have a common thread there.
Local.
Right, exactly.
Well,
so it makes sense. It's a good fit.
It does. So if you do get that, then simply just that's, you know, all you have to do is ask to play, and it will play. I'm careful not to do that because you know we have been known to turn these things on in people's living rooms, and that's okay.
That's kind of funny.
It is. Alexa, listen to WSOY. There you go. Anybody listening at home?
I love it.
Well, anyway, great stuff. Yeah. If you want to check it out, so tell me what's going on. You guys got some new hires. I was looking at Nauticator.com. Great stuff.
Yes, we've got, well, in Decatur and in Springfield, we have two new mortgage lenders. So, in Decatur, Judy LaRash, we're really excited. She was here the week when you over Christmas. I think you were on vacation, and you've so graciously let me host, and so I brought her on and kind of introduced her to people. But people know her. She's a great, wonderful, sunshiny person if you meet her, and so we're glad to have her in this role. She's been with the bank for several years, so very happy about that. And just a lot of neat things going on. We've got some great things we're going to talk about and partner together with in
well
the spring,
I love
too.
The mortgage loan originator. I mean, that's kind of a hefty title.
Yes.
But I mean, people in this day and age where we have all the technology, yes, and I know you guys embrace it, we embrace it, but there's still old school face-to-face. You know,
there's,
getting a mortgage, you don't want to do through a computer.
No.
I mean, you want to sit down with a human being and have a conversation.
Yes.
Your new branch, you know, in
yes,
South Shores, there's still room. I mean,
exactly.
You develop the technology as extensively as you can, but you still have to have person-to-person skills.
Absolutely. There's some things that you want to do on your own. You can do on your phone or through an ATM machine, but there's other things that you want to sit down, you have questions, you want to talk to someone here who's who lives in your same neighborhood or community, who understands what you're going through or what you may have questions about. So that's the beauty of it, the mix between the high tech and the personal touch.
Absolutely. and so it is a balancing act. I know that, you know, I've talked to this with Tony and all of your folks there. I mean, it's one that you guys strive to perfect every day. We do too. You know, you have to be everywhere for everyone, but you can't leave anybody behind in your advance for technology. You got to cover all of your bases.
That's exactly right. And again, there's times when that same individual wants to talk to a person, and then sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So you got to have it for every single person.
No doubt about it. That's why they're always ahead of the game here. So when's the? I know that the opening will be sometime soonish.
Yes, we're very close. I would say in the early March we'll be doing a soft opening of our new branch in Hickory Point and South Shores. And then probably come back with a grand opening in April.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's always amazing. All right, so what are you looking forward to most with the Winter Games coming up? And by the way, just make sure you go to Nauticator.com or the Nauticator app. You can follow all of the Winter Games. I like the medal count because, you know, we did find out literally because we had one gold medal when I went to bed last night and we had two when I got up this morning.
I know.
And what was a very bitter day, which I'm sure you'll see tonight with, like, ice pellets. I mean, can you imagine as dangerous as that stuff is anyway? Just throwing those conditions. They've had to cancel the alpine, like the downhill skiing, like 2 days in a row.
And I like the down. That's what I'm looking forward to. Right. I don't know when they're going to have it now, but.
Well, they'll get it in.
Yeah.
There was this great shot of Lindsey Vonn. I don't know where they were shooting it, but I mean, it just looked terrifying because it was shot up and she was getting ready to launch off that thing. Can you imagine looking down a mountain?
No, I just.
And your job is to get down that mountain as fast as you can on 2 feet.
Oh, no, no.
Try that out on your block next time it snows. Just take
I'm
off from the roof.
Down a little baby hill. No.
All right, what else are you looking forward to? What are your favorites?
Oh, well, definitely the downhill skiing. I have enjoyed the cross-country skiing so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if did you watch the guy who fell and was in last place, and then he actually won.
I know. The stamina there is unbelievable.
I know. So I really like all of it. I can't say that there's one thing I don't like. I like the... What's it called? The pipe? I don't even know.
Oh, the snowboarding, all of that. That's great.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the hockey, both men and women's hockey. Also, I love the snowboarding, and we won a gold medal. That kid who was born in 2000, that's
crazy.
Insane, right?
That's crazy. 17 years old.
Can you imagine, like, what he doesn't get? Like, just the references that are being made?
Right. Well, just I think it's better for him because he was on being interviewed, and he's like, just... so naive, and I think that's better because he doesn't understand the pressure.
He's just young and dumb, just jumping off.
I love it.
All right, well, there's all kinds of great stuff. Check it out. Go to Nauticator.com. All of our Winter Games coverage presented by Hickory Point Bank, and then make sure you have the Business Expo on your calendar. We're going to be doing some great stuff, and if you have a new Echo in your family, all of that to come, it's going to be a lot of fun. Then the big grand opening.
I know.
All right. So you got two new people that you're introducing.
Yes.
And by the way, I just noticed on Nauticator.com, I clicked on that just to read about Judy, which is right there. We call that the Peel. Is that what that's officially called?
Yes,
get
it's
all
a
technical
peel.
On you.
Yes,
you see that in their upper right-hand corner of Nauticator.com. We do that intentionally because we don't believe in pop-up ads. It's not in the way
you
of
can
anything.
Click it and go away
if you want to click it, you can click it, and it takes you right to a page where you can find out a little bit more about Judy.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, thank you.
Are you having fun in your gig?
Oh my gosh, I have fun every day. I think that is so important to love your job, and I do. And I have such a great team that I'm working with, and they just. They're just innovative.
They get it.
They get it. They understand the community. I just love it.
Getting it's half the battle.
Oh, I know.
It really is.
Yes.
Well, great stuff as always. Keep up the, come back and see us.
I will.
All right, and then get some Korean food.
Okay.
All right, not this morning. You're like, we'll get toast for you.
Yeah.
This Cocomero, I had no idea. I mean, I vaguely knew of the name Cocomero.
I'm in love.
What did you have?
I absolutely love the beef bulgogi and the pork.
Did you try the pork with the noodles?
Yes.
The noodles are made with sweet potatoes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good.
They don't use starch. And it's spicy, too.
Very spicy.
And did you have any of the other stuff that they brought in?
I had the
sweet potato pancake thing. Did you try that?
That kimchi? Was the kimchi pancake.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's kimchi and sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Pancakes. So that's close to breakfast food.
Yeah.
And then if you grew up as I did around Korean families, this kimchi, the spiced cabbage, it's like served with every meal. It's really good because you don't really think of cabbage as being like, other than like you make it in your house and it smells like cabbage for 4 days. You don't think of that as being like anything to get worked up about. It is really good. So they got a full menu there along with the yogurt. frozen yogurt, right?
Yes, and all the possible toppings you would ever want.
There you have it. Hey, if you're a small business, not just buying a home, I'm sure you've got your small business lenders too, right? You guys do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Ag?
Right, we do. We have it all.
It is amazing how the banking industry has changed so much, and there are so few locally owned, you know, much of anything anymore. That's one of the great things about Hickory Point Bank. When you guys get on the air and I hear your ads, whether it's Corky or Chris or anybody, you know, talking about locally owned, it does matter, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, because again, we live and breathe the same things. We hear the same news. We're under the same pressures, you know, with our city and it's just everything. And so we get it. We get it. We understand it. And we're the same. We're one of you.
Pretty amazing. All right, Carla, we appreciate
it.
We'll see you soon.
Okay,
All right, Carla Miller, Hickory Point Bank. Invested.